Israel's defense minister said today the Jewish state would be willing to hand over parts of Jerusalem in peace talks with the Palestinians being launched by United States President Barack Obama. The announcement comes just a day after four Israelis were shot to death in a terrorist attack in the West Bank. This week's direct talks in Washington come after months of U.S.-mediated indirect talks. We spoke to Gershon Baskin, the co-director of the Israeli-Palestinian Center for Research and Information. He says the United States has a vital role to play in the peace process.
There's an American commitment to move these talks forward from the president down in a way that I don't think that we have seen in the past. Even during the good old days of President Clinton, there seems to be more of an obligation to serve as a mediator and perhaps even an arbitrator, which means applying pressure and putting down bridging proposals, that there will be an American mediator in the room. But let's face it, we're beginning talks now that are very difficult talks with a lot of issues on the table that need to be addressed in the background of a terrorist attack that just took place. I think that the actual results will be, whether it's through declaration or not through declaration, some form of continuation of the Israeli settlement freeze, with a lot of provocations taking place from the settlers. But I don't think that we will see any real new settlement drive by the Israelis. There'll be some kind of formula of understanding to try and deal with this issue during the talks in Washington today. I'm not sure there'll be any announcement about it. I think that they will set the agenda. They will decide in what way they're going to work. They will determine the venue. They will determine the intensity of the talks. And they will determine the American role.